Seattle Mayor Ed Murray will not run for a second term. After battling allegations of child sexual abuse for over a month, Murray announced yesterday that the distraction is too much and he'll step down at the end of the year. As KUOW's Amy Radel reports, the news now leaves the city's leadership in flux.
Last month, Kent resident Delvon Heckard sued Murray for damages related to child sexual abuse. He claimed Murray paid him for sex when Heckard was underage in the 1980s. Three more men have made similar claims against him. Murray has vehemently denied those accusations, continuing to appear at city events and candidate forums. But last week, rumors circulated that his re-election bid was in trouble. Surrounded by supporters in West Seattle on Tuesday, Murray said the allegations had become too distracting for him and for his husband to deal with while running for office.
The scandal surrounding them and me is hurting this city. It hurts those who have been victims of abuse. It hurts my family. It hurts Michael. For these reasons, I'm announcing that I am withdrawing as a candidate for mayor.
Advocates for victims of sexual abuse criticized Murray because he called his accusers troubled and noted their criminal records. Murray has also claimed the lawsuit was part of a political conspiracy against him. Heckard's lawyer, Lincoln Beauregard, took exception to that claim.
Where the mayor went off the rails is when he accused us, including the attorneys, including me, of being part of a right-wing conspiracy. So what the mayor did is he took it a step too far.
The trial in his lawsuit isn't scheduled to occur until 2018. State Senator Jamie Peterson attended Murray's speech. He called it a tragic day for someone with Murray's accomplishments. But he said the scandal threatened to upend the mayor's race. He now expects some strong candidates to emerge.
Part of the reality is that a lot of the people who, in my judgment, would be very fine candidates for mayor would not run if Ed continued to run. And so his stepping aside opens up the field for some people who could be very qualified successors.
But the lawsuit and allegations remain, and they've left supporters feeling at a loss. Brian Buds of San Francisco was a donor to Murray's campaign. He knew Murray back in the 1980s when the abuse was said to have occurred. They became friends working for the public defender's office in Portland.
None of those allegations fit with the man that I knew.
Buds is also gay. He says the allegations of paying teens for sex would have fit someone who was closeted, uncomfortable with their sexuality. Buds says that wasn't Murray.
It's incomprehensible to me that this would be going on. And I know we all as human beings have dark sides that others don't know, but this is so completely out of character that it makes no sense whatsoever.
Louise Chernin was among the supporters streaming out after Murray's announcement. She's president and CEO of the Greater Seattle Business Association. Chernin called it a sad day, especially with Murray's record as an advocate for the rights of lesbian, gay, and transgender people.
I hope that we are all reaching out to, whether it's people who have been victims of sexual assault or have ever been accused and believed it was false, whatever it is time for everyone to be there for each other and recognize that in this situation, there's a lot of victims.
Mayoral candidates Mike McGinn and Carrie Moon called on Murray to resign now. But Murray says he will finish his term tackling issues like homelessness, police reform, and urban growth. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.